Education Secretary Arne Duncan met with Anchorage school officials at a brief question and answer session yesterday in a gathering hosted by the Cook Inlet Tribal Council. He is in Alaska as part of a rural tour for President Barack Obama. APRN's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Duncan brought welcome news to local educators. $200 million in federal stimulus dollars for Alaska to help boost educational resources, and an additional $1.2 million grant for the Anchorage School District for a program aimed at halting the Alaska Native student dropout rate. And for some teachers, the promise of changes to come.
As we go into the new year, we're going to think about reauthorizing the No Child Left Behind law, and we want to take a very pragmatic, non-ideological approach to this. And things that make sense, we want to keep. Things that don't make sense, we want to throw out.
Duncan told educators that under No Child Left Behind, each of the 50 states had its own set of standards. And in many of those states, political pressure lowered the bar. Now most states are looking at creating common standards, and he encouraged Alaska leaders to join the movement. Duncan's audience of school administrators were all ears when he told them the Obama administration is doubling the national education budget, providing billions of dollars for students from preschool to college. He reeled off the numbers, $100 billion in new education money, $5 billion of that for preschool, $70 billion for K through 12 students, and more than $30 billion for higher education.
With unprecedented resources, I think has to come unprecedented reform. This can't be investment in the status quo. We have to get dramatically better. There's a series of things that we're pushing for, transparency around data, high common standards, thinking about how we get our best and brightest teachers working in underserved communities, thinking about how we turn around our struggling schools. But think about $100 billion in new money for education. That has not happened in any of our lifetimes. It probably won't happen again.
He said the administration's focus would be on reform and innovation in a bid to change the nation's education department from, in his words, a compliance-driven bureaucracy to an engine of innovation. Innovations could be a five-year program in high schools for some students to ensure graduates instead of dropouts. And he sees a greater role for community colleges. He said although the No Child Left Behind law narrowed curriculum, it did provide data revealing discrepancies in educational standards for minorities. Questions from the floor put to Duncan included this statement from State Senator Betty Davis.
The one thing that happened, regardless of what changes you make, if the money does not follow the recommendations and mandates, the local government and the school districts will not be able to carry them out. And the biggest problem we have is not getting enough funding from the federal government to cover what they mandate.
But the grant for Anchorage is certain. Anchorage School Superintendent Carol Como said she was actually just hearing about the $1 million grant at the session and was not ready to comment. But she said on the whole, Duncan left a positive message.
Well, the most important thing is innovation, creativity. We're going to set the bar high, and we're going to expect good outcomes that we can show kids are learning. But how you get there, we're really encouraging innovation and new ideas and partnerships. And to me, that's very exciting. And to me, that's what we should be focusing on.
Duncan made it clear that the Obama administration is looking to education as one means to pull the country out of its economic slump. He said, our students are competing on an international level now. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.